Hello, my name is Frederick, and welcome to episode one of a series of Swedish lessons, which I hope will differ a bit from other ones, since I will focus on having fun while learning more than learning the exact best, awesome way, technical way. So this is probably for people who are already know the most basic stuff, like hi, how are you, goodbye, stuff like that. But everyone will learn stuff. Probably even those who studied Swedish for a longer time in school, since this won't be like classroom stuff you learn. Okay, so I will have a storyline, not a too serious one, and I will focus on dialogue. First, I'll tell you a couple of keywords you can try to hear in the dialogue that will follow. You'll hear it three times, the dialogue, and then we'll go through everything with some language points. After that, you'll hear the dialogue again three times. The first episode won't have a very long dialogue, since this is more of an introduction. First, I will explain the plot, but before that, the keywords. Alright, so the first one is söt, which means cute. And then we have turist, which means tourist. Okay, so this is about Mowgli. Mowgli, from the man village. He grew up, he learned Swedish, and he's now going to Gothenburg to get a blonde Swedish girl. He heard that Swedish girls are all hot, blonde, and easy, so he thinks he can't fail on this. So Mowgli just got off the plane, and he's now having a look around the airport to see if there are any cuties around, and he can't find anyone. It must be because no one is Swedish at the airport, he thinks. So he grabs his luggage and starts to walk towards the bus stop when he sees this gorgeous blonde. He walks up to her, and here's the dialogue. And yeah, I'm doing the girl voice as well. And try to hear the keywords "sert" and "turist." All right. Hey.
Hej!
Jag tycker du är söt.
Haha, tack! Är du turist?
Ja, jag kommer från människobyn. Okay, that's it for the first episode, to be continued. Another translation. And maybe you thought that the dialogue went very quickly. But when I break it down for you, I will take it really slowly. I just want the dialogue to sound like authentic Swedish. So it's probably going to be hard in the beginning. All right, anyway, here's the translation, and I will pause after the Swedish words so you can repeat them, and you should really do that. And if you can, read the words at the same time so you understand how words are spelled in Swedish. So repeat after me. Hej means hi. Hej. Jag tycker. I think. Jag tycker. Du är söt. You are cute. Du är söt. Tack means thanks. Tack. Är du turist? Are you a tourist? Literally, are you tourist? Är du turist? Ja means yes. Ja. Jag kommer från. I come from. Jag kommer från. Människobyn. The man village. Människobyn. Alright, so as you can see, this is not a very serious story, but I like that. I hope everyone has seen The Jungle Book, at least everyone in Sweden saw it. Alright, some language points. In Sweden, you don't say I am a tourist, you just say I am tourist. Jag är turist. It's like French, je suis touriste. And it's the same for professions, like I'm a doctor, Jag är läkare. Also, if you just had a baby, you would say like, jag är mamma. I am mom. Instead of, jag är en mamma. I am a mom. Okay, language point number two. Like a few words in Swedish are almost always pronounced without their ending letter, like är, which means am, is, or are. It's pronounced like ä, and the word jag is almost always pronounced ja. It's not wrong to say the whole word though, you just sound more like a beginner. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue three more times, and now you might understand a bit more, hopefully. Okay. Hej!
Hej!
Jag tycker du är söt.
Tack. Är du turist?
Ja, jag kommer från människobyn. All right, that's it for today, and I'll see you next time. Bye.